This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil. I've got a friend with me in the studio. His name is Mike Miller. And, you know, Mike's been in with me a couple times over the last couple of years to kind of update us on quite a project that he has been working on now for 2+ years right here in our area over by Cass Lake on Lost Lake. But, Mike, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm really good.
It's good to see you. You look good, Mike.
Yeah, for 75.
I mean, you do not. He looks like he's 55, and I'm not kidding you. You have way more hair than I do, and it's not even gray. Well, a little bit.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, Mike's been in, and, you know, you've got quite the past. I mean, your story, I know you just told me you're probably going to be writing a book, and I can't wait to read that because you've got this incredible life story that God has brought you through. A lot of really good, a lot of not so good, you know, everything from addiction and things like that, but also just the knowledge that you've gained over the years. You're an artist, you know, technology. You've had quite a life, haven't you?
I've been pretty fortunate. When I grew up younger, I was told that I was, you know, pretty much worthless and stupid and ugly and everything. And I just decided to believe in myself and connect with my higher power. And I discovered that I wasn't those things.
Yeah.
A lot of it that I learned wasn't through going to school or anything. I learned it on my own, which is a good thing. But I did go to school. I have a few degrees and stuff. And, you know, I ended up even building my own recording studio, did multimedia and all kinds of different things, and worked my way up from a table artist to art director, and a lot of good things and a lot of bad things. Got involved in drugs and alcohol and a bad parenting and on the wrong side of the law, and I hooked up with God and turned my life around for a while, and then it didn't work out, so I blamed him, and then I took off the other way, and then about 15 years ago, my daughter was probably the one that did the most. She indicated, you know, that I needed to have a change in my life or I wasn't going to be in her life. And I sat down and started praying about it, and I realized that God was still there.
Yes.
He hadn't left. I was the one that had left.
Yeah.
And he was still the same.
Yeah.
He still loved me. He still cared for me. He still wanted to plan for me. So he was just patiently waiting for me to turn around. And I turned around, and I got involved in getting clean and sober, and I did that. And very fortunate, a little over 15 years now, I've never slipped or anything and stayed clean and sober. And then the journey started. I mean, I had spent my whole life, you know, in the art and music field and doing different things, and good things, bad things. And I got this... The coronavirus hit. Mm. I was substitute teaching. I had no job. I had gone through an episode with mental health and was in the hospital, and my caseworker had worked with me. And coronavirus hit, and I had no job.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me and said, Mike, how would you like to be peer support? And I said, well, what's that? And she goes, well, it's people that need help that have gone through the same thing as you, like in mental health. And I said, hell no, I wouldn't want to do that. Why do I want anyone to even know that I have mental health issues?
Yeah.
And she goes, because I think you could help people. And I said, I'm not interested. And hung up and prayed about it and called her back and said, well, what do I have to do?
Hmm.
And she says, well, we'll send you to training. If you pass, we'll hire you. So I said, okay. So I went and I passed by a thread. Not my field. So I passed by a thread and said, okay, let's go. And next thing I know, I'm in there, you know, helping people with mental health issues. And I'm just going like, you know, what did I get myself into?
Mm-hmm.
And then came across some people that were interested in art. And the person had a craft shop workshop, and they were sick. So they asked me if I could fill in. And I said, I don't do crafts.
Yeah.
I don't like crafts. And they said, well, what do you want to do? I said, I'll just do art. And they said, do whatever you want.
Yeah, drawing so, mainly, right?
It was drawing, like doing watercolor, pastels, crafts, beating, everything.
Sure.
I love music, so I said, we're going to have music. So we cranked tunes, we ordered pizzas, and you know, we became like a family. And people with mental health issues started coming out of their shells, and things happened and changed, and the art was viewed by the Sanford, and they did a video on the group. It was in the paper, and then they put it on the walls. And then when they're doing the video, I'm sitting there right at the end going like, maybe this is where God wants me in my life to do. Hmm. And that started the journey. So then from peer support, I got into recovery coach, which is for drugs and alcohol. And then from a recovery coach, I moved out of Bemidji to Cass Lake, and I got into being a practitioner in the school system, working with the kids there. Hmm. And then from there, now I'm into alcohol and drug counselor. And then the next step will be getting the retreat finalized and up and going. And then I want to, you know, offer the retreat to people to use themselves, you know, the facility to do workshops and stuff. It'll be a non-alcohol and drug facility. And also for me to, I'll do some workshops in art and stuff like that, maybe basic music and, you know, some things that I know. But basically what I want to do is try to get people in there that are having a change in their life and want to learn something new and maybe develop a new coping skill or maybe an opportunity to find a skill make a living. Mm-hmm. I always tell people you don't have to do a 9-to-5. If you're a good artist, you can go out and do the circuit all in the summer. I did it for years doing caricatures and made good money. Mm-hmm. So getting people to have hope, belief, and faith in themselves and realize that they're good people. And that somebody cares about them. That's always been my passion. Yeah. And God has worked with me, you know, through all of this. And most of the time I'm falling on my face and then he just picks me up. But I'm the best at falling on my face. I'm the best at getting in my own way. And then I get up and God's there and he leads me on and kind of I get the feeling like, okay, have you learned yet? You know, I'm in control. All the glory goes to me. None goes to you. So none of the glory of any of this goes to me. It's not because of me or who I was or what I did. It's because God can do anything.
Yes.
God controls everything. If he wants it to happen, you cannot stop him. Mm. So I'm finding that out. So I've been trying to stop him for years in my life, in my personal life, and in doing this project. And he just continues to keep it going. Mm. So when it's completed and up and going, it is going to be all his fault.
Yeah, well, amen. And he's added an exciting chapter to your story. There's no doubt about it. For the last couple of years, Mike has been working tirelessly on getting this resort together, starting from scratch. Basically, you have some property on Lost Lake over by Cass Lake, and then you had the dream of what you wanted it to be. It's called Imagine Recovery Retreat. There's no website yet, but you have got the nonprofit status. You had some help with that. That took a while to get it, but you've got all that put together, and much of the work is done. You've got the buildings. You're real close to being complete here, and there's about, what, is it three different buildings that are going to be a part of this retreat center?
Well, there's multiple buildings, but there's the one main cabin.
Yeah.
And then that then attaches to the workshop. And then there's a couple other buildings. And then, you know, there's the, it's not a resort, though. It's a retreat.
Right, right.
So then, you know, that all connects. So when everything is complete, there'll be certain areas to do certain things, like outside activities, inside activities. You know, they'll be set up so people can come in and they'll be able to have the facility to do meals. And, you know, there'll be handicap, you know, set up for people to come in and all of that. So,
but a nice big area for classes and on with art and technology. You're going to have a lot of technology out there, aren't you?
A lot of technology because I'm a technology person. I love it. But it's going to be a variety of workshops, you know, from art to music to crafts to, you know, to technology to maybe just people gathering for a retreat or people just coming and speaking possibility, you know, for AA meetings or sobriety meetings and stuff. Someplace for people that can get together in a good location and and feel the peace of being outside and close to nature and everything, and just get away from this hurried up life of all this confusion and everything, and take a moment off to refresh yourself. That's what's going to be so good.
All right. Again, it's called Imagine Recovery Retreat, and people can connect with you now. I know you are definitely looking for donations, because it just costs, you've put so much of your blood, sweat, and tears into this thing over the last couple of years. And, you know, the majority of income that you've been earning the last few years have just gone right into this thing. You've had some donations, which is great, but now you have the nonprofit status.
Yeah.
And I think it's before, time to really go.
Yeah, I think before the problem was a lot of people felt that, you know, I was just doing this for myself. You know, it's hard to sometimes to realize if somebody really has a good cause or not. So it might have appeared that way. And I struggled to get my nonprofit, and I finally got it. And I have my LLC, and I have my name of the retreat paid for and everything. Some donations have come in. We're getting at the end, and I've got to the same place many times of zero money in my bank account and in savings account, and still continuing on. So I feel if God wants it to happen, it's going to happen. Yeah. I can't stop it.
And well, it's
almost done
now. If
anyone wants to help out, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, because a lot of times all I need is someone to come out and help with labor. Being 75, I'm not like I was when I was, you know, 55. I just can't climb the big ladders and do the scaffolding and, you know, nail up the ceilings and do the tin roofing or anything. I just can't do it anymore. So I do need people to come up and help with the labor.
All I
can do is say, praise the Lord.
Amen. I mean, Mike is he's a wonderful guy. This is right here in our area, Cass Lake. It's on a beautiful spot on Lost Lake. And it's one thing to have the funds to build the retreat, but then you're going to have some operational expenses as you go. And you will be getting a website up so people can check out everything and see pictures and so forth. But
and you can see that on the GoFundMe page.
Okay.
I'll be posting pictures on there.
Tell us about that. How do we find the GoFundMe?
Just go to GoFundMe and then type in Imagine Recovery Retreat, and it should pop up.
Okay. Yeah. And there's quite a bit of info right there.
Yeah, there's a complete info about it on there.
Okay.
And then we'll be working on a website, also being able to set up access to transmit over the internet to do groups in the facility, but also to have them in other locations or like in a person's home. We'll just send the supplies there, and then they'll do it as we broadcast.
Okay, so kind of almost like a big Zoom class in
exactly.
a way, I suppose.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Again, it's Imagine Recovery Retreat. It's Mike Miller. And I think we gave your phone number out before. Do you mind doing that again? If somebody wants to connect with you, 556-7222, right?
Yep. Area code 218.
Yeah. 218-556-7222. And then your email.
mgmiller@paulbunyan.net.
Okay. mgmiller@paulbunyan.net. Reach out and let's finish it. You hope to have your first class by the end of February, as I understand.
Yeah, we're hoping by the end of February to have everything set up and go ready to go.
Yeah, and that's going to be a fun one. It's an art project, but transferring onto T-shirts, is that right?
Well, it's going to the first one. I'm going to do it. I'm going to kick it off.
Yeah.
I might get some friends down from the cities that recorded in my studio and some other musicians out and stuff. But it's going to be on basic drawing and doing cartooning and then how to do caricatures. And what I'll do is I'll do a caricature of everyone. I've done caricatures, thousands of them around here over the years and all the fairs and stuff. And I'll do a caricature of them and then teach them how to do one. And they can do one of people in the class. And then at the end... they will take their iPad, which will be provided, and take a picture of that and transmit it to the new print-the-fabric printer I have, where you just put the T-shirt right on it, and it prints directly on it to take them with them with a certificate.
That is amazing. And again, the idea here is this is no ordinary art class. This is for people who might be struggling with mental health and that kind of thing, because you've seen it firsthand how art can really help people come out of their shell, and it's something to do with their hands, with their mind. You know, it was remarkable the results that you were getting. That's why you had a big splash in the Bemidji Pioneer. You were interviewed on television. I mean, this was a, it was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was sort of like an awakening for me, because who in the world would have thought that all the tribulations and trials that I went through could be used to do anything good?
But only God. He can do anything.
Yeah.
And he is doing that. Yeah. And he's working in your life. And I love the fact, too, that it's not like you're 45 years old or 35. He's never done with us, Mike.
No.
You know, like you said, you're in your 70s. And you're starting something completely new. You know, you've got good health, which helps, and so forth. But it's just amazing. So, again, Mike Miller, it's called Imagine Recovery Retreat. And his phone number is 218-556-7222. But help him out financially with the GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com, and then search for Imagine Recovery Retreat.
And if you want to come out and help physically.
Yes.
I need, you know, to finish up the project of it, getting everything done. Right now we're trying to get the final roof on before winter hits, and the weather is staying nice. So I'm hoping maybe this weekend to get that on. But okay. We still have to get the outside done, and then the inside done, and the flooring put on. It's still a long process, but we've got the whole winter to do that.
Yeah.
So any help at all will be appreciated.
Okay. Mike, thanks for getting us caught up, and good to see you.
Thank you, Phil.
All right.
To see you.
God bless you. This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.